Foodborne illnesses, often referred to as food poisoning, are caused by consuming contaminated food or beverages. These illnesses can range from mild discomfort to severe, life-threatening conditions. Understanding the causes, symptoms, and ways to prevent foodborne illnesses is crucial for maintaining good health. In this episode, we'll explore the physiology behind foodborne illnesses, share practical tips for prevention, and discuss effective treatment options. We'll also include anecdotes from people I know and examples from famous figures who have experienced foodborne illnesses, making the topic more relatable and engaging. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the health topics that matter most. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of foodborne illnesses, an issue that can strike anyone, anywhere, and at any time. Whether you're preparing food at home, dining out, or traveling, knowing how to protect yourself from foodborne illnesses is essential. The physiology of foodborne illnesses, what happens in your body? Foodborne illnesses are caused by consuming food or drinks that are contaminated with harmful bacteria, viruses, parasites, or toxins. When these pathogens enter your digestive system, they can cause a range of symptoms, from mild nausea to severe dehydration and even death in extreme cases. Bacterial infections are the most common cause of foodborne illnesses. Pathogens like Salmonella, Escherichia coli, E. coli, and Listeria can contaminate food during production, processing, or preparation. Once ingested, these bacteria can multiply rapidly in the intestines, leading to symptoms such as diarrhea, abdominal cramps, fever, and vomiting. For instance, Salmonella bacteria, often found in undercooked poultry, eggs, and raw produce, can cause a type of food poisoning known as salmonellosis. My friend Jake once experienced a severe case of salmonellosis after eating undercooked chicken at a summer barbecue. He developed intense stomach cramps and diarrhea, and it took several days of rest and hydration before he started feeling better. Viral infections, such as those caused by norovirus or hepatitis A, can also lead to foodborne illnesses. These viruses can contaminate food and water through improper handling or poor sanitation practices. Once inside the body, viruses can damage the cells lining the intestines, causing symptoms like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Norovirus, in particular, is highly contagious and can spread quickly in places like cruise ships, schools, and restaurants. Parasitic infections like those caused by Toxoplasma gondii or Giardia lamblia are less common, but can still be serious. These parasites can enter the body through contaminated water, undercooked meat, or raw produce. Once inside the body, they can invade the intestines and other organs, leading to symptoms such as diarrhea, weight loss, and fatigue. My neighbor Carol contracted giardiasis, a parasitic infection, after drinking untreated water during a camping trip. She experienced weeks of persistent diarrhea and fatigue before the infection was diagnosed and treated. Toxins produced by certain bacteria, such as Clostridium botulinum, which causes botulism, can also cause foodborne illnesses. Botulism is a rare but life-threatening illness that can result from consuming improperly canned or preserved foods. The toxin produced by this bacterium can block nerve function, leading to muscle paralysis and respiratory failure if not treated promptly. Famous figures and their encounters with foodborne illnesses. Foodborne illnesses can affect anyone, including famous figures who often travel and dine out frequently. One well-known example is former U.S. President Barack Obama, who experienced a bout of food poisoning while visiting Japan in 2009. After eating sushi, he developed symptoms of nausea and stomach cramps. Although his case was mild, it serves as a reminder that even those with access to top-notch healthcare can fall victim to foodborne illnesses. Closer to home, my friend Rachel had a similar experience during a trip to Mexico. While enjoying the local cuisine, she unknowingly consumed water that was contaminated with E. coli. She spent the next several days battling severe stomach cramps, diarrhea, and dehydration. The experience made her much more cautious about food and water safety while traveling. Recognizing the symptoms of foodborne illnesses. The symptoms of foodborne illnesses can vary depending on the type of pathogen involved, but they often include nausea and vomiting. These are often the first symptoms to appear after consuming contaminated food. The body's natural response is to expel the harmful substances as quickly as possible. Diarrhea. This occurs when the intestines are irritated by the pathogens, leading to increased fluid secretion and frequent loose bowel movements. Diarrhea can lead to dehydration if not managed properly, especially in young children and the elderly. Abdominal cramps. The toxins produced by bacteria and the inflammation caused by viral infections can lead to painful cramps in the stomach and intestines. Fever. A low-grade fever often accompanies bacterial and viral foodborne illnesses as the body's immune system responds to the infection. Dehydration. Severe vomiting and diarrhea can lead to dehydration, characterized by dry mouth, dizziness, and reduced urine output. Dehydration can be particularly dangerous for vulnerable populations, such as infants, the elderly, and those with weakened immune systems. Fatigue and weakness. The loss of fluids, electrolytes, and nutrients, combined with the body's efforts to fight off the infection, can result in a feeling of extreme tiredness. If you experience these symptoms after eating, especially if they are severe or last more than a few days, it's important to seek medical attention. Preventing foodborne illnesses. Practical tips. Preventing foodborne illnesses involves following safe food handling practices at every stage, from purchasing to preparation and storage. Here are some key strategies. Proper food handling. Always wash your hands with soap and water before handling food, especially after using the bathroom, changing diapers, or handling raw meat. Use separate cutting boards and utensils for raw meat and other foods to avoid cross-contamination. My friend Jake learned the importance of this after his salmonellosis experience. He now meticulously cleans his kitchen surfaces and utensils after handling raw poultry. Cooking foods thoroughly. Ensure that meats, poultry, and seafood are cooked to the appropriate internal temperature to kill harmful bacteria. Use a food thermometer to check the temperature, especially for thick cuts of meat. For example, ground beef should be cooked to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit, 70 degrees, while poultry 165 degrees Fahrenheit, 74 degrees Celsius. Safe food storage. Keep perishable foods refrigerated at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below to prevent bacterial growth. Refrigerate leftovers promptly, and don't leave cooked food out at room temperature for more than 2 hours. Rachel's experience in Mexico taught her the importance of not consuming perishable foods that had been left out for too long, especially in warm climates. Avoiding high-risk foods. Some foods carry a higher risk of contamination, such as raw or undercooked eggs, unpasteurized dairy products, and raw seafood. Pregnant women, the elderly, and those with weakened immune systems should be particularly cautious about consuming these foods. Water safety. When traveling, especially to regions with different sanitation standards, avoid drinking tap water and consuming ice made from tap water. Stick to bottled water, and be cautious about consuming raw fruits and vegetables unless they have been washed in clean water or peeled. Be cautious with leftovers. Leftovers should be reheated to an internal temperature of 165 degrees, 4-4, to ensure that any bacteria that may have grown during storage are killed. My neighbor Carol now ensures that any leftovers from her camping trips are stored in a cooler and reheated properly to avoid another bout with giardiasis. Treatment options for foodborne illnesses. Most cases of foodborne illness are mild and can be treated at home with rest, hydration, and over-the-counter medications. However, more severe cases may require medical intervention. Hydration. The most important aspect of treating foodborne illnesses is staying hydrated. Drink plenty of fluids, such as water, clear broths, or oral rehydration solutions to replace lost fluids and electrolytes. In severe cases, intravenous IV fluids may be necessary to prevent dehydration. Rest. Allow your body to recover by getting plenty of rest. Avoid strenuous activities and focus on letting your immune system fight off the infection. Antidiarrheal medications. Over-the-counter antidiarrheal medications, such as loperamide, can help manage symptoms, but they should be used with caution. These medications can slow down the elimination of the pathogen from the body, so it's important to consult with a healthcare provider before using them, especially in cases of bacterial infections. Antibiotics. In some cases, particularly with bacterial infections like Salmonella or Campylobacter, antibiotics may be prescribed. However, they are not always necessary and can sometimes worsen the condition if used inappropriately. For instance, antibiotics are not effective against viral infections like norovirus. Seek medical attention. If symptoms are severe or if you are in a high-risk group, such as being pregnant, elderly, or immunocompromised, seek medical attention. Signs that you should see a doctor include persistent high fever, blood in the stool, severe dehydration, or symptoms that last more than a few days. Conclusion: taking control of food safety. Foodborne illnesses can be a serious health concern, but with the right knowledge and precautions, they are largely preventable. By understanding the physiology behind these illnesses, recognizing the symptoms, and following safe food handling practices, you can protect yourself and your loved ones from the risks of foodborne illnesses. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and preventing foodborne illnesses. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, food safety is a responsibility we all share, and by staying informed, we can enjoy our meals with peace of mind. Until next time, take care.